Hail to the Redskins! Hail victory!
Well, the Redskins got some good news this weekend. First, of course, the big win over the Bears on Saturday, and then last night, a big win by the Cowboys. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It helps the Redskins in a big way to explain all of this. Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst. Hey, Trevor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Christmas to you. So let's start with the great win over the Bears. What did you see from the Redskins in this game? I mean, listen, the Bears have had a terrible season, but the Redskins really stepped up when they needed to, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. The offense really let them down against Carolina, and they came back with more precision, better deep passing, and a better running game. Now, the Bears aren't very good, but the Bears are playing tough. I mean, the week before, they played Green Bay, who's in the thick of a playoff hunt, down to the final minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. The second thing was on defense. They gave up a lot of yards, but they got those five interceptions, and that's something the Redskins have lacked. Part of the reason they got those interceptions was pass rush. That improved. So pressure on the quarterback led to some picks, and so everything started to work well for the Redskins in a way that it hasn't for a while.
And given that, is there momentum now going into this big game against the Giants? I mean, listen, I still want to talk about the Chicago game, but you can't not talk about this Giants game coming up. Is there momentum?
Right. There's not momentum so much as, I think, a sigh of relief that it's fixed. It's like your car is not running well, it's missing on a cylinder, and you're not sure why. And then right before the big trip across the mountains, all of a sudden it starts working again.
Yeah.
And that's really more of a relief than it is really momentum.
Hey, this is Jesse. I'm just concerned it's a home game. They just have not had any luck in that home field. When's the last time they won it at home?
You know, I think it's been a little while, Jesse, and that's a good point because for years, FedEx Field has not been a
good luck charm.
Right. It's not been that horrible place to play. I mean, people, when they go to Dallas anymore, it's like, uh-oh, not going to win at Dallas. And it's just a tough thing. I mean, the last time they won at home was in November 20th against Green Bay. But the big one that they lost at home was the last home game, Carolina. That's the big problem because right now the Redskins would be in such better position if they just wouldn't have laid a gigantic egg on offense and lost that home game against Carolina.
Well, and objectively speaking, the Giants on paper are a better game than the a better team than the Carolina Panthers. But I wonder psychologically, how do things work for the Giants? Their cake is baked, right? They're not going anywhere. They're not going to win the division. They're in the playoffs. They're a wild card team. Whether they win or lose, it doesn't matter. So, number one, how does that affect them in terms of their motivation to really go all out? But secondly, coaching decisions. You're not going to keep all your starters in, are you?
Well, they might not, and that could be a really good thing for the Redskins, of course. Now, the Giants have 10 wins right now. They're the first wild card. The second and final wild card will have no more than 9 wins, and so they already are cemented into the fifth seed, and so they may well rest some starters, especially if Preston Smith and that pass rush of the Redskins can start to bang Eli Manning around. I mean, the best way for the Redskins to have that come to fruition is to be a threat to the health of their quarterback. So if they can get to Manning early and often and hit him, then I'm sure the Giants will start to think, hey, it's not necessary to expose him in this game.
Trevor, knowing the New York sports media, like you and I both know it, you played for the Jets, you know how they can be. I bet they're already writing articles saying, why even start Eli Manning? Why risk it in a meaningless game?
They probably are.
Yeah, we've had
you're right.
A lot of
you're totally right about that. The thing about the NFL at this point of the season is that everybody is hammered. Everybody is completely beat up.
Yep.
And if you're able to rest some of your starters, even if that means you don't win the game, that sort of is a halfway bye week to get rested up. And you don't want to miss that opportunity out of just pride.
Yeah. We've got quarterbacks with legs broken this last weekend. You know, Oakland is one of them that was looking at a playoff seed also. What do you think the odds are of there being a tie? I mean, that is our biggest worry coming up between Green Bay and the Lions. I mean, they've only had, since this tiebreaker ties have started, we've only had only two seasons where there have been two. Do you think we're going to hit a third tie possibly?
You know, I don't think so. The reason I don't think so is that both offenses are so good. I think there'll be a lot of points on the board. Typically, when there's a tie, it's because the score is held low and there aren't that many opportunities for there to be a differentiation there. And
okay.
Both those offenses can get it done.
You're talking about Green Bay and Lions. And
right.
Just for those of you
That's
who
right.
don't know, this is important. So the Redskins, if they win, They're in the playoffs right now, except for one scenario. Right. Green Bay and Detroit will play also in the final season. They're also determining who wins the NFC North. And if for some reason it ends up a tie, they're both in, right, Trevor?
Yep, that's right, and the Redskins are out. And it would be on the strength of the tie or the failure of the tie against Cincinnati that would make that happen.
Right.
So the Redskins will be burned twice by a tie, their own, and then the one that could happen in that Lions-Packers game.
Let's reflect, though, a little bit here as we enter this last game of the season. And it's great that the Redskins have their own destiny in their hands. And if they win, they are in the playoffs. Compared to last season, where they sort of, yes, they won the division, but the NFC East was pretty awful. They actually had a losing record, if I remember right. Were they one game under 500, or were they right at 500?
They were thereabouts because they lost the playoff game.
Right. So you know, they limped into the playoffs even though they won the division. This year they're going to have a winning record. And look at the NFC East. If they do get into the playoffs, that means, you know, going from last
three
year
teams.
Where everybody was lousy, three teams will come in. What a shift in fortunes this year.
When's the last time we've had three teams in the NFC East in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's been a long time. But see, the NFC East has been the best division in football all season long. I mean, because the Cowboys have been lights out. Typically, the Giants at 10-5 right now would be the division winner.
Yep.
But for the Cowboys, that are the you know, one of the best teams in the NFL right now, along with the Patriots. So that's what opens the door, is teams at the top have gotten way above everybody else.
So the Redskins beat the Giants. It was a big win for them very early in the season in New York. That sort of righted the wrong of the rough start and got them going. How different is this Giants team from back in September? And for that matter, how different is this Redskins team?
Well, I think the Redskins team is a lot different just because they know who they are. Kirk Cousins has got a really good established thing where he is faithful, relentlessly faithful to his reads. And the offense, therefore, is very predictable. The Giants have gotten better because their defense has gotten better. They have a lot of new guys on that defense. And in this matchup, you know, it's going to be interesting for the Redskins defense because they've got so many injuries there. So there's a lot to think about this week as we head into that Giants game.
Yeah, and listen, Trevor, we usually spend our day after the game talking about what just happened, but all eyes are on this game
the
coming
future.
Up. It's like the playoffs have already begun.
Yeah.
So between now and Friday when we talk to you again, we're going to have even a clearer idea of what's going to happen with our opponent, and I can't wait to talk to you then on this big game coming up on New Year's Eve. It is on Sunday.
Sunday.
That's right. All the college games are going to be on the Monday. So on New Year's Day, what an exciting way to finish the season for the Redskins. Thanks, Trevor Maddich. Always good to talk to you, sir.
Great. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks.